Myth number four, Ken, goes like this. After we pray, we should just sit back and let God act in his own time. Is this what Scripture teaches us to do in conjunction with prayer?
I don't know of any place in Scripture where we are enjoined to do nothing. That is, about the things that we really can do something about. For example, in the book of Joshua, after Israel has taken the city of Jericho, God providing this miraculous falling of the walls and paving the way for the Israelite victory, they go up against a little pipsqueak town called Ai, and they are defeated. Joshua, at that point, prays a prayer of lament to God, and God says, get up. Why are you lying on your face? Israel has sinned. In other words, yes, I'm very interested, Joshua, in your prayer, but you've got some work to do here, and if you didn't realize it, you know, now you do realize it. Even as the Egyptian army, in a different scene, is barreling down on the Israelites as they're kind of pressed up against the Red Sea before God divides the waters for them to cross, the Lord asks Moses, why are you crying to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. In other words, yes, they obviously should have prayed in both of these situations, but there was also something for them to do. The old motto in Latin is ora et labora, that is, pray and work. I like the story of two men who were on a sailing ship crossing the Atlantic, and a fire broke out on the ship. And one guy says to the other, well, brother, let us go to the far end of the ship and pray. And the other one says, no, we're going to stand right here. We'll pray, but we're going to pass water buckets at the same time.
It's a good illustration.